USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden in the Middle East says he wants to still negotiate a nuclear deal with terror-sponsoring Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on the same stage was blunter.
Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force.
Economic growth in China slowed sharply last quarter, with the economy expanding only 0.4% from a year ago. Lockdowns in major cities that lasted much more than 3 months were to blame, said the communist government. President Trump announced the death of his ex-wife, Ivana. She died in her New York City home and may have fallen down the stairs. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gasoline prices continue to be too much.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity, is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX launches a Dragon capsule from Kennedy Space Center, Florida on Thursday. It has cargo for the International Space Station. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
The political bias from the Department of Justice regarding harassment of Supreme Court justices and Merrick Garland's unwillingness to enforce the law led to an attempted assassination of one of the conservative justices. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says this blind eye by Merrick Garland is an impeachable offense.
The main thing is we gotta take our message to the American people, not get overconfident, but campaign in a confident way, win back the majority. If the country gives us the majority in the House, I think everything should be on the table. When it comes to the Attorney General, just go back to this issue. You have a statute on the book that says if protesters are at Supreme Court justices' homes trying to impact and influence a decision, that is against the law. 18 U.S.C. Section 1507, and he refuses to prosecute any of these protesters. Yep. Confirming something that I think is very scary, we now have one of the key agencies in the executive branch joining in the effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of government, the judicial branch.
As the media continues their attacks on President Trump, it's business as usual for President Trump. His decision about another presidential bid, Trump said, will happen between Labor Day and the midterm elections. Hong Kong stock market fell 2% as tech stocks declined, and Asian markets were mixed as China's gross domestic product missed expectations. China's GDP grew 0.4% in the second quarter, as compared with 4.8% in the first quarter. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.